This is King Lizard with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. I just wanted to add my comments to this thread. I really want to encourage everybody to get out there and try this podcasting bit. It's really a neat option for the board when you want to convey your opinions or what have you. It really gives you a whole new level to discussions when if you can hear the person's voice and accent in some people's cases. I know it can be a little intimidating at first. You get a little self-conscious when you turn on that recorder and start plugging away into the mic. But it really does get easier. The first podcast I made, I was really self-conscious about it. And I haven't done that many, really, but with each podcast I create and post, it becomes just a little bit easier. I just want to encourage everybody to do it. Again, it just adds so much to the board. Mulberry Blue Shimmer, I can't read one of her typed posts without inserting my own, you know, her accent when I'm reading it. It's really neat to, you know, it really makes the posts come alive and seem a little more personal. So again, just, you know, you don't need much, you don't need to invest very much to do it either. There's some free software out there on the internet that can just, you know, record your voice using an inexpensive mic that you can get, you know, from any drugstore, really. And it doesn't need to cost much at all. It just, you know, I encourage you just to try it. Throw together a podcast, a reply to something. It doesn't need to be some epic, you know, comments. You just, you know, plug away for a couple minutes. If you don't like it, don't post it. And you can always start over. Press the stop button. Erase what you've done, re-record it until you're pleased with what you've created. But I would really like to see. We have a lot of people that have been getting into this. I would just love to see that number double. I'm really jazzed about it, I expect I'll be doing quite a few more podcasts myself. Again, just I think, what's the program called? It's, let me look here. I have something here. Audacity. Just do a Google search on Audacity. It's a free audio mixing and recording program. It's really very easy to learn, just like a regular tape deck, just to record, stop, play, you know, that kind of thing. And that's all you need. To listen to podcasts, you don't need anything special there either. If you're using Windows from Microsoft, you can use their media, Windows Media Player, to listen to the broadcast, or you can use WinApp, or they have other programs that can automatically download the feed for you. A lot of people use, iTunes, a lot of people use that. I use Zipod, which is a little program that runs in your system tray. It works really well. I don't have an iPod, so I use this little program that just automatically downloads and checks the feeds for new podcasts. And it'll pop up a little notification to the SysTray when there is a new podcast available to listen to. It's got a built-in player and all that. Again, it's called Zipod, Z-I-E-P-O-D. And I'm really pleased. That's free as well. So anyway, I hope that you can bring yourself, if you're not already podcasting, I hope you can bring yourself around to throwing a few together and getting them up on ATS.
Above Top Secret makes no guarantee of validity and doesn't necessarily share the views expressed in this podcast. Above Top Secret is an online, open content collaborative blog that is a voluntary association of individuals and groups who are developing a common resource of human knowledge. The structure of the succession portion allows anyone with an internet connection and worldwide web browser to add to its content. Please be advised that nothing found here has necessarily been reviewed by professionals with the express necessary to provide you with complete, accurate, or reliable information. It is not to say that you will not find valuable and accurate information above Top Secret. Much of the time, however, Above Top Secret cannot guarantee validity of information found here. The content of the article may recently have been changed by someone whose opinions do not correspond to the state of knowledge of the field. We're working with stuff how it versions articles and community editors use social research sessions based on my content. However, Above Top Secret is not, you will find peer review and will use me. Correct errors and change peer review may not be able to do so.